Number four, get the facts. Perhaps the number one reason for success in life is clarity about who you are, what you want, and the details of the situation that you are facing. The more and better information you have regarding the exact nature of the crunch that you are dealing with, the calmer you will be and the better decisions you will make. Jack Welch, ex-president of General Electric, perhaps the top executive in the world at that time, said that the most important of all leadership principles is what he called the reality principle. He defined the reality principle as facing the world as it is rather than as you wish it would be. Whenever he would go into a problem-solving meeting at General Electric, his first question would always be, what's the reality? Harold Janin, who built IT&T into a 150-company international conglomerate, often said that the most important element in solving problems and making good decisions in business was to get the facts. He said that facts don't lie. You must get the real facts, the true facts, not the alleged facts, the assumed facts, the hoped-for facts, or the imagined facts. Get the real facts and make your decisions based on them. Whenever you face crunch time in your life or business, mentally call a timeout in the game and focus on getting all the information you can about the situation before you make a decision or overreact. Ask questions and listen carefully to the answers. What is the situation exactly? What has happened? How did it happen? When did it happen? Where did it happen? What are the facts? How do we know that these facts are accurate? Who was involved? Who is responsible for doing or not doing certain things? The very act of asking questions and gathering facts keeps you calm and increases your courage and confidence. The more facts you have, the stronger and more capable you will feel about making good decisions to solve the problem and get through the crunch. Remind yourself that what cannot be cured must be endured. If something has happened, if it is a past event that cannot be changed, it falls into the category of facts. Never worry or become upset about something that you cannot change. Focus on what you can do, not on what you cannot do. Especially during the process of fact-finding, resist the temptation to become angry or to blame others for their mistakes and shortcomings. This is not the time or place, if ever. Focus instead on understanding the situation and determining the specific actions you can take rather than apportioning blame to those who are involved. Some of the best questions you can ask in any crisis situation to achieve clarity are, what are we trying to do and how are we trying to do it? What are our assumptions in this situation? What if our assumptions were wrong? If we were wrong with one of our major assumptions, what would that mean? What would we have to do differently? Never assume that you have all the information or that the information you have is correct. The more important the particular fact is to your decision-making, the more essential it is that you check and double-check to make sure that it's true. Finally, in achieving absolute clarity about your situation, do not confuse correlation with causation. The natural tendency of most people is to jump to conclusions too quickly. In many cases, when two events happen at the same time, people assume that one event is the cause of the other. However, very often two events occur simultaneously, but neither event has anything to do with the other event. Assuming causation between the two can lead to confusion and poor decision-making. Don't let this happen to you. In any crisis situation, when you experience crunch time, imagine that you are your own management consultant, brought in to analyze the problem situation objectively, like a problem detective, without deciding in advance what is to be done or not done. Get the facts. Facts don't lie. If you get enough facts and check them carefully, the proper solution and the right thing to do will gradually emerge.